What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials,
and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a blessed and sacred day. Speaking of blessed
and sacred,
I have nothing to say. No, I'm kidding. I'm joined in studio by the Satcheler. Margo is here filling in for Jax today so we could be in studio looking gorgeous in our white culottes.
In our white culottes.
Margo really, and I are both
really
wearing.
We really like have like the same outfit but just different.
We're both doing like coastal, you know they're calling it now coastal granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Like young coastal grandmother.
Okay, I'm in.
And we're both wearing our Spanx pants. You can use code Claudia X Banks.
No, you can use code Margo X Banks.
No, I think you
no,
can
I
use,
really think you
I
should
think
use
you
code
use Claudia
Margo
X Banks.
I really think you should.
Yeah. Hey, Kizzity.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I can't. When you just said it was Tuesday, like you ruined my
it's
day.
It's some of the most devastating news I've heard all
it
day.
It really should be Wednesday by now.
It should be Friday.
Okay, yes. No. But like, that's pushing it.
As long as we're asking, it should be Saturday.
No, because then you're close to Monday. Friday, I'm good with.
But you still have to work on Friday. That's what I'm always
half
saying
day,
to Jackie.
Half day, baby. Summer Friday.
Yeah. Well, we're recording, of course, with the counselor so early in the morning, which I'm sure all the girlies will appreciate.
Yeah. People comment. They're like, whenever Margo comes on, it always comes so early because I try to do it
before work.
Before work.
So I'm happy for everyone, but not for me. I woke up literally at the crack of dawn to look as ugly as I do. The weather, it's gotten to the point. It's no longer hair weather.
Yeah, I realized it yesterday because I walked to work and normally like I'm fine. And I walked to work yesterday and I showed up dripping sweat, like wet hair, not okay. And I was like, oh, we're here. We're here.
It's so annoying. It's like now is the time of year where you spend so much time on your hair and you walk out and it's useless.
That's why maybe you just...
We both look like kind of frizzy today.
Wait, what do you mean? I straightened my hair. I was going to say maybe that's why you go into your straight hair era.
Oh, you think summertime is straight hair era?
Maybe, because if you're sweating, then just it's the same, you know? It like pats down to your head.
I guess. I'm so over my like looking, wearing straight hair on my head, you know?
No, I understand. I'm back in that. But however, I'm really just a bun girl.
Yeah, no, I was actually thinking today's like really kind of hot. I might
also, you're literally wearing a cashmere sweater.
Yeah, I am wearing a cable knit. That's a really good call. Yeah, no, I have no rebuttal to that. It's just that like in the summer, everywhere I go is air conditioned. So I end up being so cold when I wear shorts.
Yeah.
But I guess this chunky knit was not.
I'm not in my shorts era. That's for damn sure. Like to just be walking around the city in shorts like is really tough for me. Like if I'm going somewhere, absolutely I'll be in shorts. But like wearing shorts to work, like wearing shorts in general, like it just feels fraudulent. And like I have to shave my legs and I don't want to do that.
I am far too old to be wearing shorts. Like it's just shorts and me. Like we no longer see each other.
Yeah, you know, a skirt I could do.
A skirt is cute, but I loved winter when we could wear skirts and tights.
My favorite, because
you don't have to shave our legs or tan them. Mm-hmm. So what's new with you, Kizzity? Before we dive into the Fast Five, what's new with you?
Ooh, nothing.
Yeah,
and now I'm just 1 week closer to my Yellowstone trip that I'm excited for.
Oh, happy for you. I actually did. We had a conversation last week about like me last minute joining the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've decided like.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I really do want to go to Yellowstone, but.
In your own way.
In my own way.
For sure. And then I feel like you would go and you'd be like maybe Miz in the tent and then you'd like have this weird like bad taste in your mouth about Yellowstone, but it's not Yellowstone. It would be you sleeping in a tent.
No, and if I went and I wasn't like enjoying the accommodations, like it would ruin the trip for everyone.
Oh my God, 100%.
Like if I'm complaining the whole time?
100%.
Yeah, because like complaining is my love language, but I do know how destructive it can be. Sometimes
complaining is my love language when it's like necessary, but if you're complaining and bringing the whole team down, that's not allowed.
I tried not to do that, but I see how it could.
It happens to me sometimes, like on nights out. I'm like, I really want to go home.
Yeah, yeah. I can always sense when you're in one of those moods. Yeah. It does ruin the night.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, but you're usually in one of those moods.
Yeah, but that's because we are the life of the party. So like, if we bow out, it ruins the night for everyone. But if you know, no offense, if like a lesser player bows out, just it's like, bye, go home.
Yeah,
pops away. We didn't even want you here anyway.
100%.
So like, that's just kind of the burden we both face being these sort of enigmatic creatures.
Wow, enigmatic creatures. That's the name of this episode.
100%.
What's new with you, right, Claudia? Yeah.
Oh, are you?
Does anybody ever ask you that?
Oh my God, it's always, how are you?
Not how am I.
Yeah. How am I? Well, you know, I hate to bring this up.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
But I am on my period.
I also have something to talk about here as well.
And I'm wearing white pants, which is so crazy.
What? I always wear white pants on my period. I don't know why. Well, I think it makes me more cautious.
No, I mean, like what? We're not getting our periods in the summer? Like we are. So we do what we have to do.
When I posted on my story the other day, I stole Jackie's road PR. And I wrote, like, stole this from Jackie at Road. Please put me on your PR list. Everyone was yamming me, like, manifesting at Claudia, like, whatever. But no, I wasn't manifesting. I was straight up asking.
That's the point. When I made that point on the episode, I was just saying people are, like, misusing language these
days. No, that would be, like, me being, like, stole Jackie's PR, manifesting that I get put on Road's PR list one day. Like, no, right. I literally wrote, Road, please put me on your list.
Right.
And by the way, you know what? They reached out last night.
Yes.
So see, that is what we.
That's accomplishing a goal by putting in the work. It's not manifesting. You worked for it.
Yeah, I asked.
That was like the point I was trying to make on the podcast. It was just like went over everyone's heads. but how am I? Back to me. Mm. I'm okay.
Just okay.
Just okay. I mean, you can really only be so okay when you're on your period, if I'm being honest.
I mean, you're and telling me. And
day two. I'm not like a day four. I'm at day two.
You know, day two is worse than day one.
I agree.
It is. Like, after your body really has figured out the fact that you have your period.
And, like, now that Jackie's not here, I feel like we could talk about periods, like, as freely as we want.
I could talk about my period all day.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm a period talker.
Yeah, because, like, life is either just, like, waiting to get your period, being on your period, or just having finished your
and
period.
And it's not just that. It's all the symptoms that come with it. I'm like, oh, my God, why am I fucking ravenous this starving, week and nothing will help? Why am I yelling at everybody? Why do I want to cry every 5 seconds? And then it's like, okay, whatever, you get it and you're like, ah, then you have to go through the week. Mine are long.
Yeah.
You have to go through the week of like dealing with it.
Right.
And then afterwards you're pretty much fine. And then you start ovulating and you're like,
even worse. Disgusting. Yeah. Even worse. No, but also like once it's over, it's like you just survived it. So you have to like talk about it. Oh, I was just on my period. Like,
yeah,
it's lit. I don't know how people are not talking about their periods every day of every month.
I just think it's so crazy. Like what we deal with like on a monthly basis. And like, it's just normal.
No. And then we also have to carry the kids.
It's, you know, it's so unfair.
It's imbalanced.
It's imbalanced.
And like, I get definitely resentful when I'm on my period. I'm like, it should be you, Ben.
Yeah. Or we switch off.
Right.
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 You should have Ben do, like, you know, on The Bachelor, they do those dates of like feeling what it's like to like be pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Should have her Patreon. That'd be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. I wonder where you get that done.
You can figure it out.
Have you ever had a lie detector test done?
No.
Kind of want to take one.
I would love to take one because I like feel like I could
trick
my
body. I'm like, I really do believe that. Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
You should do it.
I know. Maybe that's a good Patreon.
That is a good Patreon.
We've got a fabulous show today. We've got some stories. And I'm not going to lie. Are they like the best stories ever?
I feel like news has been like light.
That's what Jackie and I were saying yesterday. Yesterday's episode was called the Fast Five Flop Era.
Right.
Because it's summertime. You know, celebrities are off gallivanting. They're not really making news.
They're in Europe.
The summer is always the worst stories. And like a holiday season, they also go off. So there's not a lot going on. There's some things going on, but not a crazy amount today. I'm not going to lie to you, Margot. I would never lie to you.
No, I didn't. Also, like Taylor's been quiet.
I do have a little bit of Taylor news, some fallout from something that recently happened, but she's been quiet as well.
Yeah.
It's also interesting how, like, you know, certain shows of hers are more newsworthy than others. Like,
the
last couple of shows were in Chicago, right? And then
Detroit.
And there weren't, like, a crazy amount of celebs. And I feel like there wasn't as much, like, news coming out of it. But coming off of, like, New York shows where she did the karma thing. Like, I just feel like some shows are more buzzy than others.
Yeah, for sure. And also, that's normal. Like, there's literally so many shows. Like, how much could we say?
Yeah, but I think when she gets to L.A., like, I think the next couple of weeks will be, like, not quiet, but not crazy. Like, with Seattle.
Unless she's, like, popping out Long Live. I had a dream last night that she did that. I went to a Jonas Brothers concert and they sang Long Live.
They did?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, like, I got Long Live, but, like, just, like, not with Taylor.
Which Jonas sister are you? Like, which brother do you
identify? I'm a Joe girly.
You're a Joe girly.
I'm a Joe girly, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been a Joe girly.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Definitely entering my Kevin era.
I feel like I probably was a Nick girly. Like, I was basic when I was young.
Do you think Nick girlies are basic?
Like, kind of. I just feel like everyone everyone was a Nick girly. And then, like, if you were a Joe girly, like, you were different.
Yeah, pick me.
Yeah. And then Kevin, at the time, I feel like nobody really saw. And now I feel like Kevin.
No, now that we're all grown and we're looking, like, who would we actually want in a husband?
Oh, Kevin.
In a father?
Kevin. Oh, my God. He's so cute with his kids.
Thank you, Kevin. That's enough.
Thank you, Kevin. That's enough.
Passes to Kevin. Passes to Kevin. Kevin's not here. Kevin's not here.
Yeah. No, nothing. You just distracted me, so I lost my train of thought.
Okay, well, should we dive in?
We should dive in. I think we should dive in like Taylor.
Literally. Well, you guys, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know. Today's episode is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Summer is here, and Mattress Firm's July 4th sale is the place to find high-quality mattresses at every price point. This is the sale you've been waiting for to upgrade your sleep. Shop in-store or online at mattressfirm.com. Whether you're having sleep trouble because of your mattress or it's just not feeling right, it is always a good idea to get a new mattress. And Mattress Firm is the best in the biz, and they have been for many years. My mattress is from Mattress Firm. I've had it for a very long time. It has aged really well. It's perfect. It's not lumpy. It gives me the right amount of support. Me and Ben both really like it, even though we're different types of sleepers. Mattress Firm carries high-quality mattresses for every price point from top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Purple, Nectar, Sleepies, Serta, and more. They carry convenient mattresses in a box, if that's what you're looking for, and they also have more than just mattresses. They have bedding and accessories for your sleep needs. So adjustable bases are a way to relieve pain, help with snoring, makes watching TV and scrolling on your phone in bed easier. With their low price guarantee, you can be confident that you'll find the perfect match at the best price. There's really never been a better time to get a new mattress. When I got my mattress from Mattress Firm, I did shop one of their sales. It's a great time to save money. You get a great deal. And with July 4th coming up, you could spend your whole summer sleeping like a bebe. And I can't imagine a better way to spend a summer, honestly. So summer's here. Don't forget the July 4th sale at Mattress Firm is the place to find high quality mattresses at every price point. It's the sale you've been waiting to upgrade your sleep. Shop in store or online at mattressfirm.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Caraway. Get a head start on spring cleaning with Caraway. Their thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage make getting and staying organized easier than ever. You can now save 10% off on the full suite of Caraway products, from their internet famous cookware to their newly launched food storage sets. Jackie and I always talk about Caraway. You guys know, if you haven't listened to us at this point, like, what are you doing? Would you like to make a nice summer gazpacho? I'd make a chili in the summer. I'm not above it. And I'm going to be using Caraway all summer long. Their pans are the best. If you live with someone like Ben who loves to leave like a pan out for hours after he's made eggs or something, you have spent many, many afternoons scrubbing pans. But with that non-stick ceramic coated surface, Caraway makes it easy to scrub your husband's pans, and they're saving marriages all over the country. And I think that's beautiful. So the naturally slick surface means minimal oil or butter are required for slide off the pan eggs and easy cleaning. Their kitchenware comes in a variety of very cool and chic shades. All the sets include complimentary easy access storage solutions. You know, if you live in an apartment like I do with not a ton of storage, you have to be really mindful about what you're bringing into your home. And Caraway is perfect. I love the way they all stack neatly. I love their food storage solutions. No more like misplacing lids and just like a drawer full of crap, you know? So it's non-toxic. Their products are made without any toxic materials like PFAs, PTFE, PFOA, or other hard-to-pronounce chemicals. Visit carawayhome.com/toast10 to take advantage of this limited-time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for Toast listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/toast10 or use code TOAST10, T-O-A-S-T-1-0, at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Now, our first story is an update from Taylor and Maddie Healy when they were spotted out at Casa Cipriani. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift has now canceled her membership at the swanky New York City club after pictures of her date leaked. So a source tells Page Six that Taylor Swift has pulled her membership from the New York City swanky members only club, Casa Cipriani, after some guests posted photos of her on a date with Matt Healy last month. The club has a no photo policy, and they bounced the offending members for snapping the photos of Taylor and the 1975 rocker. When reached for comment, the club, though, denied that Swift bailed on being a member. So Page Six reported that at least three members got kicked out for taking pictures of Taylor, and then that same source added that Taylor came knowing the policy and then had to leave because the photos were taken of her.
Right.
But they are now cracking down like crazy. The private club let everyone know that two memberships were permanently banned, and then a third was put on suspension and has to reapply for the membership, which means they'll never get back in. But I think it's interesting that Page Six is just reporting that she pulled her membership, but Then Casa Cipriani was like, no, she
didn't. Here's the thing. I have a really hard time. And even like with any major celeb, I don't think that they are have memberships to these places.
So what I was going to say is like, I feel like both parties are telling the truth. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't think Taylor canceled her membership, but I don't think she ever had a membership. I don't think when you're at that level of celebrity, you need memberships to the clubs. They're more than happy to have you come and like be photographed outside.
Yes, exactly. So I don't like, there's no way she's like paying monthly membership.
Right. Like, it's like what? Like, a couple $1,000 a year. There's no way that she needs that.
No.
And I think
they need it way more.
I think she will never return.
For sure.
But I don't think she had like a full membership that she then pulled, revoked.
You know, I never really thought about it, but I do find it so interesting how like photos like leaked so quickly from that. And like when she goes to like Zero Bond, like never, not a morsel.
So what had happened was, I think the photo that really took the internet by storm was there was a dad there who took a picture to his daughter and sent a picture to his daughter.
That's fine.
Which is fine. Like, no one would ever know about it. But then the daughter literally tweeted, my dad, or like my uncle or whatever, and literally exposed who it was.
Wow.
If it had like surfaced on like a fan page, they might not have been able to track down who it was. But the girl, I guess, got so excited and didn't really think about, you know, what it would cost the person who sent her that photo, and was just like, oh my God, my dad's at Casa Cipriani and saw, and literally named him.
That's just so dumb.
I know. I'm sure he's pissed.
Yeah, for sure. Because he probably goes there like for business and stuff.
No, and like that's a really hard membership club to get into.
Yeah.
So once you're in, it's like, oh, phew.
But and then it's like, what if you apply to like other like membership places? Like, are you now deemed as the photo taker?
Right. There might be like a stain on your record.
Like you have a red flat, whatever it's called.
A stain on your permanent record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a suspension or an expulsion from school.
No, it's like you're on like the no-fly list.
Yeah, exactly.
Of membership clubs.
Did you watch Never Have I Ever, the Mindy Kaling Netflix show?
No.
You would love it.
Really?
Yeah, and me and Ben just watched the fourth and final season. It was so cute.
Oh, there's four seasons.
Yeah, and it's like all through high school. And I like that they ended it at senior year.
And like, don't pretend.
Like, oh, we're going to college. We'll do long distance.
Oh, honestly, it sounds like a show I would watch.
Yeah, and it's just like very well written. Mindy Kaling does such a good job of like writing about teenagers, not in like a cringe way. She like gets the culture. She does Sex Lives of College Girls. So
wait, what?
That's a Mindy Kaling show.
It is?
Margo, everything good in this world is a Mindy Kaling thing.
Oh, but I didn't know that. I still haven't watched the second season.
Save it. It's so good.
Yeah, like, I was thinking about it recently.
So that's a different, it's a little different. It's like less sexy. Obviously, college girls are a little bit more.
Also, like, it would be incredibly weird, I feel like, if it was like sexy high school. I mean, I guess that's Euphoria, but like that's a whole other thing.
It's like they talk about like losing your virginity and stuff, but not in like a gross way.
Yeah.
Which is actually an amazing segue to a story that I'm going to move up now to the second story.
Oh, okay, great.
Have you been hearing about The Idol?
Yes. Have you watched?
No, I like refuse to support.
Me too. Also because Jake Sheen like posted a quote that was in it last
night. Okay, so that's what the story is.
Okay.
So viewers of the new HBO Max show, The Idol, are horrified by the weekend's dialogue during a sex scene with Lily Rose Depp. Mm-hmm. So the premise of the show is Lily Rose Depp plays this like pop star who gets involved in like a cult, and it's all very like dark Hollywood, which I think conceptually doesn't sound like a bad show.
No.
But it's from the creator of Euphoria, who we know is like a fucking weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets brushed over a lot, like what goes on in Euphoria, because the show is very good. And it's like, yeah, there's weird elements that are like kind of inappropriate and bizarre, but like the show overall is good. So like we take it.
Yeah.
But people are not loving The Idol. And so the weirdness is just the only thing kind of shining through.
Right.
And there's only been two episodes, and there's still like all this conversation being had. And what everyone's talking about is this sex scene. So a nasty sex scene from The Idol is changing the way that people perceive the weekend. The Canadian singer, whose real name is Abel, co-created the HBO series along Euphoria's creator, Sam Levinson. He also appears in the series. He plays a character named Tedros Tedros, who's an enigmatic.
Enigmatic.
By the way, that's weird.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe I skimmed this story before we started? And you think maybe it was like in my brain? I didn't consciously read enigmatic.
I think so, because I don't really know that enigmatic is in your daily vocabulary.
Well, I do when I think of like enigmatic, I think of Erica Jane. I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle.
I think of Enigma by Lady Gaga.
Also a great reference. Okay. So Tedros Tedros is an enigmatic club owner and cult leader who worms his way into the life of a troubled pop star, Jocelyn, who's played by Lily Rose Depp. However, the show has already attracted controversy, most notably over accusations that it depicts an exploitive and misogynistic attitude towards women. One particular scene in episode 2, which was broadcast on HBO on Sunday, has left viewers cringing in embarrassment. It shows a fully clothed Tedros, The Weeknd, ordering a naked and blindfolded Jocelyn to fulfill his sexual fantasies as he ogles her from afar.
Thank you.
That's like happens, because I just read those words, like they're usually in books.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never know how to pronounce it. At one point, he says, okay, I'm not going to repeat this.
No, but you have to say it.
Effing stretch that tiny little P word.
Oh, that wasn't even the bad one that I saw.
What did you see?
Let me pull up his story.
And people were like quaking from this. People took to social media saying, I will never see The Weeknd the same after this. He definitely gives me the eck after this episode. That scene is straight up nasty, very off-putting, a very hard watch. And then more people have criticized just the singer's acting skills. What did you read?
Also, his face. He said, imagine my tongue on your pee, my fat tongue. Just like... It's just like some things don't need to be written.
No, and what's so funny, I guess, is like, no, you know what? No. Some things, because what I was saying is like, this is really dark, but like, I think for a lot of people who read smut,
I was just thinking that.
Like, sometimes there's like saying, this is like just gross way of saying it, but like in smut, they say really dirty things.
Yeah, but it's
I think reading it is so different than like seeing somebody verbally say it, which is why those books are so popular, because it's very much a fantasy. In real life, those things are cringe.
Yes, 1,000%. I think that when you like connect someone's voice to these things, it automatically makes it weird.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so many things. One, I didn't know that The Weeknd was an actor or trying to be an actor.
Well, I think this is like his foray into it.
Okay.
Being like a co-creator and an actor.
Are you going to watch?
No.
Me neither.
At first, I'm not going to lie, like I was curious. People were saying the show was freaky and weird. And like, you know, there were a lot of rumors before it came out that it was like a very toxic set environment. And like the girls weren't being protected. And it was very sexually explicit. And they weren't following all the guidelines. Like when you do have sex in a show,
there has to be like an intimacy coordinator. Like there's like all this stuff. SAG,
there are all these rules. And apparently apparently the idol like wasn't fully following. And like a lot of people spoke out to, I think it was like a Rolling Stone expose. But people, you know, they continued on. No, nothing happened. And now it's out. And people were like, well, I don't know what was going on behind the scenes. But on the scenes, it's fucking weird.
Fucking weird.
And it's just giving the ick.
I know. And also, like, I love Lily Rose Depp and I wish she wasn't part of it.
I don't really have any sort of affliction towards Lily Rose Depp. I've never seen her in anything.
I think she's, like, stunningly beautiful.
You know, and she's, like, literally the definition of Nepo Baby. And, like, I'm living for it. Like,
for sure.
Tell me somebody who gets an HBO show starring role. Who I'm sure she's been in stuff. I've never seen her in anything.
Oh my God, really? I feel like...
What is she in?
No, I don't know that I've seen her in anything, but I feel like she's like been acting her whole life, or has she been modeling?
Perhaps modeling.
Yeah, because I feel like she's been around.
Yeah. Who's Lily Rose Depp's mother?
I have no
idea. Not Kate Moss, right? That's someone else. Lily Rose
Depp. That's Lily.
That's her sister.
Oh, they're sisters?
Lily Rose Depp, father. Oh, no, parents.
Wait, yeah.
I get like the whole Depp Moss people confused. Her parents are, oh yeah, Johnny Depp and Vanessa Paradis, who's like the woman Johnny was married to for a really long time.
And then did he marry Kate Moss?
He did. I don't know if they, Kate Moss, Johnny Depp, I do believe they were in like a relationship or like a marriage. Let me just clear all this up. And then who is Kate Moss's
daughter?
They dated for 3 years. They were never married.
Okay.
But then, is it Kate Moss's daughter or her sister? I can never remember. Lottie.
Lottie, I think, is her daughter.
No, I think it's her sister. Sister Lottie. But Kate, yeah. But Kate has a daughter named something else with an L.
Yeah.
Lila. That's why I was confused.
Okay.
Okay, but those girlies are not in relation to Johnny Depp at all.
No, not at all.
But no, Lily Rose Depp is like the perfect looking specimen. She's, you know, royalty in Hollywood. Yep. And that's how you just roll on to an HBO show. But I don't know if anyone was expecting it to be as kind of controversial as it is.
Yeah.
And there are just like a lot of, there
are, I also just feel like they just don't care.
There's also very, 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 very few people in this world who could pull off saying something like gross like that and not making it cringe. And I think The Weeknd, who is not a professional actor, might have just flopped, which is okay. Viola Davis said it, you know, not everything, you gotta flop every once in a while.
For sure.
It's a part of the human experience. Because if you don't flop,
then when you, what's the opposite of flop?
Oh my God, that's so funny that you said that. Literally yesterday, Jackie was trying to say something and she was like, what's the opposite of flop?
Yeah.
We don't know. Somebody suggested flip.
No, maybe like thrive.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can't thrive without flopping because then you don't know that you're thriving.
That's exactly what Viola Davis said when she kind of got dragged for her portrayal of Michelle Obama in that Showtime show. It was just,
oh yeah,
it wasn't like the best acting performance. And she was like, you know what? Like, you got to flop.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I loved the acknowledgement of
maybe
like,
she did it on purpose.
Being in your flop era so that you can be in your thrive era.
For sure. But I'm so afraid to be in my flop era.
Of course. What's more terrifying than that?
Yeah. I'm just going to like, I just feel like my flop era, I went through it already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely went through my flop era when I had my mole.
Yeah.
You know, what was your flop era?
You tell me.
Oh my God. No, this is like a great way to get into a fight.
No, no, no. Because
this is like the games they play on Housewives
before they get into a fight. No, I know. But I just feel like you would know.
I feel like your flop era, the thing is you're always perfect to me, so you don't have a flop era.
That was a really nice, easy way.
I really can't think of one.
I can think of one, but like, I don't really know if it's a flop era. I think it's just called college.
Literally.
You know?
Yeah, I was definitely flopping all over the place. Oh my God.
And, but what was sad is like, I thought I was like hot shit.
But that's
and thing. Then I go back and I look and I'm like, girly pop.
But that's the thing about adolescence is like, you're always trying to find yourself and you go through like various weird stages thinking like, oh, I found myself. I'm riding my skateboard. Like, this is who I'm meant to be.
Remember us on our penny boards?
Right. Like, you go through these weird phases to ultimately get to who you are today.
Right, right.
And who you are today, you might look back on and cringe. Isn't that scary?
Yes, but I feel pretty confident in who I am today. I don't know that I would look back on me right now.
But you would have said that in college too.
No, yes. I don't think I would have.
You would have.
I don't think I would
have. You'd say like, this is who I am. Like, I need to work on my art. Leave me alone. Mommy ruining my life.
That was
like,
you.
Literally. But I would have, like, if you would have asked me, I would have said like, this is who I'm meant to be and I will always be this person. Mm. It's just what I'm saying counts. Are you ready for some news?
I am. Also, there is something I want to discuss, but I don't know if it's a Fast Five.
What is it?
Summer I Turn Pretty.
Let's talk about it.
The trailer.
The August. Kind of orchestral version of August by Taylor Swift. They're always putting Taylor Swift in their soundtrack. Last season for the trailer, I think it was This Love, right?
Was it?
This love is good, this love is... And then the actual soundtrack had Lover.
Cruel Summer.
The Way I Loved You.
Oh, The Way I Loved You, that scene.
I read those books maybe 3 years ago, and I felt like a little too old to be reading it, but yeah. It was kind of like a guilty pleasure, like teeny bopper young adult romance, and it was really sweet. And now I'm 3 years older, and the way I'm so invested and like obsessed with the show.
I read the books 5 years ago. When I was in college, and I...
That's a perfect time to read them.
Yeah, but even then, I felt too old.
Yeah.
And I thought they were good. I wasn't, like, dying for it. And then the show came out, and I was like, oh, my God, so good. And then I reread all of the books just because I wanted to know what happened, even though I feel like, I don't know that they're completely going to, like, stick.
I think they will.
No, I think they will in terms of, like...
Storyline. Yeah.
Like, who she ends up with. But in terms of, like, how to get there, I don't know that it'll be the same.
Yeah.
But, no, the way that I'm, like, just, like...
No, same.
Like, just Jenny Han does such a good job at, like...
Like, bringing her work to life.
Yes, but also, like... She just, like, has her, like, finger on the pulse in terms of, like, just, like, getting Taylor involved. And, like...
I mean, I don't know if that was her.
No, but, like, I don't know if it was her, but I definitely... She's a huge Swiftie.
Yeah.
And so is Lola. So I'm sure that whoever the person is that's in charge of getting sound rights...
Yeah.
She was like, you need to get Taylor to approve. And then when everyone was dying that Taylor was part of it, I'm sure Taylor then reached out. Yeah.
It's literally the best show. It's so beautifully done. Like, where is Cousins? I'm going.
No, I know.
That house was stunning.
I know.
I can't believe there are people who are not Team Conrad. Like, it's disgusting. I'm so
it
team
makes like no sense.
No, Jeremiah is like
trying to be,
not
they're trying
it.
To be a Joe girly.
It's like pick me energy. Like, yeah. Jeremiah is not it. He will never be it. He never was it. Nope. Like, it's so clearly.
He's also like borderline annoying.
Yeah, he's like immature on the show. Like, Conrad, yeah, he's like moody and stuff because he's like going through
he's
stuff.
He's finding himself and he needs
Belly. That's kind of like the only problem I have with the book.
Belly.
Like
it should be Bella.
Don't call a girl Belly. Like, it's not nice.
No, it's so mean.
It's not nice. Thank God she doesn't have any like body image issues, because if she did and everyone was running around, you know,
Belly,
the beach calling her Belly.
Yeah.
That would be destructive.
I couldn't agree more.
Toward her mental health and self-confidence.
1,000%. And it's soon, July 14th.
I can't wait. I literally remember I was at a wedding, like a destination wedding in Montreal the last time it came out, and my TV had Netflix and I almost cried. I watched the entire thing the wedding weekend. Like, I couldn't wait till I got home.
No, I'm watching it the night it comes out.
But also, I kind of want to rewatch the first one. Like, let's relive it again.
Yeah, I rewatched it twice, But I would rewatch it again.
It is far and away the best show. And I know it's like I'm too old for it. But what I like about it is that it doesn't make me feel weird.
No, watching it. It's also it. Like a sort of like nostalgia.
That's what it is.
So it's like we're not watching it being like, oh, we're in the same position as these people. Right, but it's like it brings you back to when you were that age.
It like glorifies that time in your life when like you're getting older and like you start liking like having like real relationships. Yeah. And you think it's like the great love of your life.
Right.
It's you're right. Nostalgia is the perfect word. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait. I'm actually going to like literally run home and watch the first season again. Okay, but the story I was going to get into, which was not that, is Aaron Rodgers is confusing people. Hmm. Because he attended the 2023 Tony Awards and everyone on the internet was beyond confused.
He's been doing weird things lately.
He caused quite the reaction on social media after his surprising attendance to the 76th annual award show celebrating Broadway stars on Sunday night. He arrived with his New York Jets teammate, CJ Uzoma. So he was sleekly dressed. He looked great. But everyone was like, why are you here?
I have a theory.
Well, we do find out why. But I would have thought... Yeah, it's weird, but he's like a New Yorker
now.
That's
what I'm saying.
And he's the star of, he's going to bring this franchise back to life.
Right.
When you become like the star of a New York team, New York teams aren't great. So like when they have a star player, Carmelo Anthony, like you become like the most famous person in New York. You're on the cover of the New York Post mm-hmm. every day. Like
yeah.
That's just par for the course. So going to, what's more of a New York event than the Tonys?
No, for sure. I feel like he's... Like, they're in their off season now. So he is like, I need to be the boy about town in New York. Like... Go to all the hot spots, go to all the hot things, Taylor Eras. Swift, like, just like, so I, like, he's doing his part, which is, isn't this what we would want him to be doing as the face of New York?
So people, like, took to social media and were like, the way Aaron Rodgers looks at the Tonys is the exact way I picture him looking at the Tonys. Aaron Rodgers looks like he just spotted a member of his family at the Tonys. Are my eyes messed up or is that Aaron Rodgers at the Tonys? Aaron Rodgers at the Tonys is like Nathan Lane at the ESPYs. So it then did come out that the teammate he arrived with, whose name was CJ, I'm sorry, I'm literally having a stroke. CJ Uzoma was actually a producer of one of the shows. So he was there to like
supporting a teammate.
There was a connection. It was definitely bizarre, but like not really actually.
And also, even if that wasn't the case, like I don't see it as a problem.
No, me neither. It makes a little sense.
Do you think he met Lea Michele?
That's a good question. Did you see the picture of Lea Michele and Alex Noel?
No.
Her Glee co-star who won a Tony. I think a lot of people were like quaking that they were going to be in the same room because when a lot of people, you know, came out speaking about Lea, like I think Alex was, you know, involved.
Oh, and in a bad way?
Yeah, like not in a complimentary way. Right. And Lea posted a photo with Alex and was like, congratulations. Because Alex won a Tony.
Oh, I saw her whole story, but I guess I just didn't put it together.
Yeah. And she's also just like, it's like a Glee moment.
Yeah. I saw her post a photo with Darren Criss, but. Mm.
But we know that they're thick as thieves.
Yeah.
LMDC tour.
Oh my God.
Remember when they went on tour together, Lea Michele and Darren Criss, and they couldn't come up with a better name for the tour than the LMDC?
So true. Did you see her post? That was disappointing. Somewhere Rachel Berry is.
Yes.
Just like.
I feel like her run is almost up. Have you seen it?
Are you okay?
Did you come with me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
No, she extended.
No, I know, but like that was a while ago.
Yeah, but I feel like she'll extend again.
Honestly. Isn't it sad that she couldn't win the Tony? Because like only when you reprise the role are you eligible. Like Beanie would have been eligible.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, she wasn't even nominated. She's not eligible for that category.
Oh, it's only like the original
cast. Like when the show first comes
out. That's so fucked.
Yeah.
I was wondering why.
Yeah. Because obviously, if she had been nominated, she would have won.
She brought Broadway back.
Right, but she's not eligible for the nomination.
At least they let her host, right? She hosted?
No, she
Am I making things up?
Yeah, she just performed, I think.
Oh.
I don't think they would have let her host. Like,
that's too much.
It's too much. Like, yeah. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers had his reasons.
I can't wait to see where he goes next.
Reasons. Just like you. Today's episode is brought to you by Lululemon, specifically the Lululemon shorts. They were made to stretch, flex, and support the infinite ways of working out, giving you the courage to leap into something totally new and unexpected. So they have tons of fabulous shorts at Lululemon. I feel like Lululemon is a go-to destination for so many of you guys. But with summertime, it's so hot in the studio today. I wish I was wearing my Lululemon shorts. With summertime, you know, kind of being here already, it's so hot. You're running errands. You're working out. You need comfortable shorts that are going to absorb, you know, all the moisture in your nether regions. And Lululemon is a brand that you can trust. So the Hottie Hot Short is one of my favorites. They're a comfortable short with a comfortable range of motion, so you can move freely with confidence. Their lightweight, swift fabric lets in airflow so you can move without baggage. It's designed to wick away sweat before you even notice that it's there. They also have the Wonder Train Short. It's a short with supportive stretch that keeps you dry. It's powered by Everlux fabric. The Wonder Train collection manages heat and sweat so you stay comfortable and focused. It's sweat wicking, quick drying, and really supportive in terms of stretch. I will not put anything on my body that does not stretch. It's just not, like, I'm at a point in my life where that's just my rule. And everything at Lululemon is so comfortable, weightless, fabulous. They also have great men's stuff. You know, Father's Day coming up. For the man in your life, you can get them the Pace Breaker Short. It's a versatile short that's up to any challenge. It has secure storage, which means you can keep things close without feeling them bounce around. So get into the Lululemon shorts at lululemon.com. That's lululemon.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Article. Summer's on its way, and have you been dreaming up ideas for your outdoor space and how to make the most of it? Well, the time is now. You don't want to spend another summer with, like, you know, unusable outdoor seating areas. That's why you got to check out Article, you guys. The best thing about summer is getting to do all of your favorite indoor things outside. So that means having meals, watching movies, falling asleep on the couch. Everything is just better al fresco, especially under the summer stars. So check out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home. And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too. So their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs make furniture shopping simple. Their team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quantity, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. So there's so many things to love about Article. One, their price points are really fair. They're good quality furniture. They have a ton of different styles. So whether you're going for like a coastal grandmother aesthetic, you can find whatever you're looking for at Article. But really, I think the best part of Article is the shipping. Jackie's out. She has like the screened in porch area in her house, and she got a ton of furniture from Article. And I was actually there when it got delivered. It was so efficient. They were so communicative. It did not take a crazy long time, which a lot of furniture companies are doing now. So it's affordable shipping across the US and Canada. They won't leave you waiting around because you pick the delivery time and they send you updates every step of the way. Their customer care team is super knowledgeable, so when you need them, they will be there to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free. And they're offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more, which is pretty fabulous. To claim, visit article.com/toast, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/TOAST for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Ready for our next story, which is kind of sad. Well, no, it's sad. Pat Sajak has announced his retirement from Wheel of Fortune. After 41 seasons, he says the time has come. On Monday, the 76-year-old TV personality announced that he would retire after the show's upcoming 41st season, which begins filming in September. Well, the time has come. I've decided that our 41st season, which begins in September, will be my last. It's been a wonderful ride, and I'll have more to say in the coming months. Many thanks to you all. He posted it on Twitter, which is, you know, very cool of him. Very relaxed. Pat Sajak. Relaxed. And now, of course, while this is sad, everyone's like, well, who is it going to be?
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know what? It's sad. It makes sense.
No, it is time. It is time. Like, you can't do something forever. But, you know, he's really a staple in the homes of millions of Americans. I think a lot of people have seen him on their TV show. Like, you know, their grandparents have seen them.
Yes,
on.
For sure.
So it begs the question, who fills the role?
Who fills the role?
And I think,
also,
you know,
Wheel of Fortune, Vanna White.
Yes.
Okay, because people are saying they're grooming somebody's daughter to take over Vanna White. Was it Pat Sajak's?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what I saw.
Oh, that's
either Vanna White's daughter or Pat Sajak's daughter.
But then what, Vanna would then become Pat?
No, Vanna, like, will retire
when she's
as well.
Done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, when Alex Trebek passed away, like, a few people came to mind to be replacements. I think a lot of people immediately assumed Ken Jennings. So there was like a few people in the running. I really can't think of anyone who's going to fill in. I feel like it'll be like a professional host.
Yes. I'm thinking. Also because like it's a lot of work. It's a daily show.
It's a lot of work. They film like a million episodes a year.
Yeah.
It's a great job.
It's a great
job.
It's a very
coveted job. It's a job with a lot of, you know, job security.
I feel like they're going to go with a youngin.
Yeah.
Not
too young.
No. But like
30s, 40s.
Yeah.
I know.
Maybe a woman.
Maybe Vanna, right? Is that,
I don't know.
Is that a bad call?
I think so. Because like if Vanna's still on the show, like she should be doing like what she's known to be doing, I think.
Yeah. I mean,
can we talk about how Vanna has like the best job in the whole world?
No, literally. She doesn't even speak.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this picture of Vanna White and Pat Sajak from when they first started. Like they've been doing this for 40 years.
You know what's so crazy is that, like, they didn't end up together.
I know, but, like, yeah, that's actually a good point. I think when I was younger, like, I thought they were married.
Yeah, of course.
But they're not.
They're not. They're probably just really good friends, or they hate each other.
He began hosting the Wheel of Fortune in 1981. That's crazy.
Talk about job security.
And they won't just end the show, right?
No, it's
a staple in American culture.
Also, I'm sure the ratings are still good. Like, why would they?
Right, right. Vanna said, like, years ago in an interview, I don't even want to think about that, Pat or us leaving. I mean, we're a team. That's depressing. I don't even want to think about it. So they've never, like, really said what they think will happen after their time. They, like, just assumed it would go on forever.
Right.
Well, I am available.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. You know that I mean, like, you have to move to LA.
No, I feel like they would do it here for me, you know?
Oh, for sure.
They would, like, know
that, like, you couldn't leave your family.
Right,
like,
right. But it's a dream job, honestly. You literally do nothing.
That's true.
And you're just like...
And you just, like, are like... Whoosh.
No, you don't even do it. All the contestants do it. You do it once at the end.
Oh, yeah.
For the final spin. Have you ever even watched... Wheel of Fortune?
Like before Desperate Housewives?
No, literally. As a kid, I watched it, but, like, either because it was, like, on a Grammy and Pop's house.
Yeah.
Or...
it was, like, I was waiting for my show.
For Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Channel 7. Mm. Can you believe how young we were watching Desperate Housewives? I'm always talking about that.
No. Also, a lot of things. Like, me, especially, because I had three older sisters. Right. So, like, I would watch whatever you guys watch. Like, the OC.
Yeah, that was a dark show.
Gossip Girl. But, like, Gossip Girl was fun. Like, I think that was fine.
Yeah, but I also feel like Gossip Girl was a little bit later. I think we were in, like, I was in high school for Gossip Girl.
So I was in middle high school, like, yeah, both.
Like, 7th, 8th, 9th.
But, yeah, no, the OC, I remember watching, like, no, like, so, yeah.
Marissa was, like, always going down, like, dark.
Murder.
They covered some, like, heavy topics. Gun violence, that episode.
Yeah.
They covered some heavy shit, like, that we might have been too young to be watching.
For sure. But Desperate Housewives was so aesthetically pleasing to watch that I feel like that's really all I cared about was, like, the suburban, like, Brie with her hair and, like, whatever. But then I don't really think I understood what was going on.
Okay, wait. I'm so glad you brought that up because Never Have I Ever is filmed on Wisteria Lane.
Does it look like it?
Yeah, I mean...
Didn't you go to Wisteria Lane once?
I did. Davey and her mom live in Susan Meyer's house. It's, like, a little different, but if you know Wisteria Lane, you know it. And every now and then they're, like, driving or biking, like, down the street, and it's Wisteria Lane. Across the street from their house, like, sometimes you can see when they're, like, standing outside their house, is Lynette's house.
Mm.
And all the houses, like, they can be taken down and, like, changed a little bit, but the outside is still very much the same. Like, Susan's is yellow, Lynette's is green. Yeah. Like, and when I went... to Wisteria Lane, I did Daily Pop on the Universe a lot, and Justin Sylvester, like, gave me a tour, and I was like, we went to what's the town in fuck me in the ass, what's
Heart of Dixie?
Yes,
Bluebell,
which is also, I think, Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Then I was like, is Wisteria Lane here? He was like, oh yeah. And we went, and Gabby Solis's house is, like, I think the only one that hasn't changed a bit. We, like, sat on the steps. It was one of the coolest things.
No, that is so cool. Like, that just is, like, so
iconic.
Also, Heart of Dixie, iconic show, not talked about enough.
Yeah, I never finished it.
Oh my god, you should.
I know.
Long live the heart, long live the soul, who knows what it wants, it needs to breathe.
Sure, I have no idea what you're talking about.
They came on the show and they, like, performed at one of, like, the town functions.
Like the church bake sale?
No, like, you know, they always had, like, their block parties.
Yeah.
Those towns are, like, not real.
No, I know they're not actually real. No. But, like, shit like that doesn't happen.
I know. And if it does, I need to go.
No, I dream to, like, live in a small town where, like, you know, nobody pays taxes and they all just, like, live in nice houses and, like, work, like, never. And there's every weekend there's, like, you know, the church dance off or the library read along. Like, there's always these like, where is that?
Did you ever watch Virgin River?
Mm-mm.
Because it's literally the plot of Heart of Dixie, just, like, a bit more dramatic and, like, older.
What channel?
Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the doctor who was always mean to Rachel Bilson, like, when she came into Bilson? The practice?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the same doctor who's mean to the new nurse. It's the same thing.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And Scott Porter is in Heart of Dixie.
Yes. From Friday Night Lights.
From Friday Night Lights. He's also, do you watch Ginny and Georgia?
No.
You don't?
No. For some reason, I, like, can't get into the, like, Never Have I Ever's. Ginny and Georgia's, like,
oh my God, Margo, you have to watch Ginny and Georgia. Olivia made me watch it. She's like, it's so bad, but it's so good. And that's literally the definition. It's the worst show on television.
Okay.
And, like, you will hate Ginny, but she's just, like, a young girl going through it, you know?
You can't blame them.
You can't blame her. And Scott Porter's in it.
At least he like has got like a nice career.
I feel like if I could want to be anyone, like in terms of level of fame, like Scott Porter definitely lives a very nice, normal life. He probably makes a lot of money. He has like an iconic role, but he's not so famous. He can go to the grocery store and like maybe one person will ask him for a selfie.
Or like he'll walk by and everyone will be like, why does that guy look so familiar?
Yes, giving like Judy Greer energy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Judy Greer?
Yeah.
She's also like, I think.
Is that like a very well-known person?
Not really. I think.
Oh, was she the one in 13 Going on 30?
Yes. Okay. She's like the friend in everything. I think the title of her memoir was, I Don't Know Where You Know Me From.
Oh, that's a good name.
Because people are always like, where do I know you from? And that's her.
I like, think that that's so rude.
It's so rude, but I think she took her power back. Let me just make sure I'm not making that up. Judy Greer memoir. I feel like that's also a good book. I Don't Know What You Know Me From. Confession, My Life as a Co-Star. Wow. That's such that's a good funny. Name. That's and funny. I feel like her book is good. I kind of want to read it. So she's very much like giving Scott Porter energy.
Yeah.
Like they both have iconic roles, 13 Going on 30, but they've also been in everything, never as the star.
Right. Taylor Kitsch can't go anywhere.
Taylor Kitsch can't go anywhere.
Rachel Bilson can't go anywhere.
No, Rachel Bilson. Why can't you say her name? Bilson.
Rachel Bilson.
Bilson. Rachel Bilson.
Rachel Bilson.
Bilson.
What is it? Bilson?
Bilson.
I like Bilson.
Bilson. I like Rachel Bilson. She's really spirited.
Rachel Bilson.
Rachel Bilson is like a A-list. Like she's like a star.
100%.
She is not no the matter same category. What. She's not in the same category.
No.
Although I do wish her and, you know,
Seth Cohen
had worked out.
Same, but Seth Cohen and Blair Waldorf, like, you couldn't have asked for a better crossover.
But, like, don't you think Leighton Meester and Rachel Bilson are
the
like,
same person?
Cut from the same cloth?
1,000%.
Yeah, he obviously has a type.
Yes, for sure.
I love that for him. All right, are you ready for our fifth and final story?
I am.
Which, like, honestly, is a story, like, I genuinely like, do not care about, but it was on the cover of every single thing, and I feel like maybe people care about Ezra Miller.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. So Ezra Miller made his first public showing for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday night after attending the LA premiere of The Flash. So I obviously had never heard of Ezra Miller until all these allegations came out about him. And there was like this video that went around of him like choking a woman and a lot of misconduct allegations came about him. So, the first time I learned about him was like, oh, he's done. You know, that's what my first interaction was with him. Oh, he'll never work in this town again.
Okay.
You know? But now it's like nobody cares. He's going to this big premiere of a movie. And he spoke openly about the misconduct allegations levied against them and various legal woes that they addressed their fans and many industry players at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. So there was a big show of acknowledging Warner Brothers, the Discovery CEO, basically thanking them for their grace and discernment and care in the context of my life and in bringing this moment to fruition. So here's basically what happened.
Sounds like a lot of words.
Ezra Miller like became famous and then all these things happened in the course of like a couple of weeks. Miller was charged with felony burglary in Vermont. Okay. Police investigated their involvement in a robbery at a private residence. In 2020, a video emerged depicting Ezra Miller as they appeared to be choking a woman outside a bar in Iceland. No charges were filed. The actor was also arrested twice in Hawaii.
So he's just a criminal all over the world.
Once for disorderly conduct and harassment, pled no contest to a single count of misdemeanor, disorderly conduct in the Hawaii case, and paid a $500 fine. The harassment charge was dismissed. But then he received a rock star welcome at the Flash premiere, introduced by director Andy Muschietti. I just find it interesting how, like...
I find it interesting how the machine picks and chooses who to cancel, who to hold accountable. If you're going to hold people accountable, hold everyone accountable. If you're going to hold not everyone accountable, don't hold anyone accountable.
Right. Because I guess they're varying degrees, but this reminds me of, like, somebody who was, you know, actively acting and promoting stuff who had allegations come out. Armie Hammer.
Right.
They replaced his role in a movie with Josh Duhamel. He was on Death on the Nile was already filmed and they did like a fake premiere, didn't invite him. Like the movie was kind of swept under the rug.
Right.
Even though it was actually a very good movie.
I was about to say, such a good movie.
We watched it. So it's just interesting how.
Also like Armie Hammer would be arguably harder to like, because he was established at the time to like do.
He was a household name.
Yeah. Like to like get rid, like not get rid of, but get rid of. Whereas this guy, no one knows him from
He's
Adam.
He's very well,
like,
easy, not well known.
Easy to have just been like, oh, well, we tried. We gave you a shot. You kind of botched it. Bye.
Yeah. I feel like people, at least for me, my only experience with Ezra Miller is the bad things about him.
Right.
So it's just, I always find it so interesting who Hollywood like chooses and doesn't choose. There's such a selective outrage.
Yes.
And it's like, I guess we're not caring about Ezra Miller.
Okay.
Cool. So, noted.
Noted. I was never going to see The Flash. I don't particularly know or care about Ezra Miller.
Me neither.
And my life remains unaffected. But me I guess too. If you're in the DC Marvel world, like, this is big news for you.
Oh, yeah. The DC Marvel world is a whole other thing.
I have not seen... This is just kind of like a crazy fact about me. Like, I've never seen a Marvel movie.
I don't know which I've seen.
I think you saw Wonder Woman, which is Marvel/DC. I'm sorry. I don't know which one is
which. I don't know which one's which. Like, I've seen Wonder Woman. I've seen some of the Superman movies.
You have?
Like, I mean, the OG ones, remember, with, like, Andrew Garfield. I feel like we saw.
Spider-Man.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man. Yeah, I saw... And I saw Tobey Maguire.
Oh, Tobey Maguire. I saw him. And then I saw the most recent one with Zendaya and...
Was it good?
Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah.
And then I've seen... I think I weirdly saw Black Widow once. I tried to take Magnolia to a movie, and it was just not the type.
Just you and Magnolia?
No. And I was with a friend.
That was your flop era?
Yeah, no, literally. And she was, like, barking the whole time because it's so, like, not actually barking. Like, I could hear her growl, so I'd, like, hold her.
Oh, my God. I took Theo to lunch a week ago, and he barked in the middle of the quiet restaurant. It was one of the most horrifying things
that
ever happened.
Yeah, no. It's extremely frightening. And then I saw... What else is there? I don't know. But I actually kind of want to get into it. I feel like it's like a whole world. Oh, Batman I've seen, obviously.
Ben made me see Batman with...
Well, we saw the one with Heath Ledger, like, when we were younger.
I didn't see it.
Dark Knight Rises.
I never saw it. It's
like one of my favorite movies.
No, I know. Did you never see my comedy special, Disgrace Queen, where I talk about Dark Knight Rises and how I've never seen it?
I mean, I was on tour with you and I don't remember that.
Yeah, like, about how I just used to, like, lie about stuff for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
When people be like, have you seen Dark Knight Rises? And I was like, yeah. Even though I hadn't.
It's so good.
Available to stream now on Amazon Prime.
I want to see the new Batman with Robert Pattinson, which I know came out like a year ago.
Yeah, me too. But I only want to see it because Robert Pattinson. And Ben is like a Batman obsessed.
Is he?
And he didn't love it. But I think he just feels deeply connected to Christian Bale. That's
and
who it was.
And Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
He was the Joker.
Yeah.
What?
Are you, no, I don't know. Like, this whole universe, I don't know. Because, like, okay, and then there's the Joker movies.
Yeah, with Joaquin Phoenix.
Is that DC Marvel?
I'm going to assume it.
Because those feel like more elevated art films.
Maybe.
Right?
No, but honestly, like, Dark Knight Rises even feels like more elevated art films, too, than, like, the Avengers.
Yeah.
Avenger Endgame.
Yeah, I want to be your Endgame. And also, I know how Avengers Endgame ends, like somebody told me.
Oh, don't tell me. Also... Did you have any FOMO from Ed Sheeran this weekend?
No.
I didn't think I would, but I saw, like, everybody there.
Margo.
Except he wasn't when I asked, when someone told me, I was like, how was it? And they were like, so good, like, amazing. I was like, was it a one-man show? And they were like, yeah.
We went to an Ed Sheeran concert, and, like, I'm sorry, it was just not a good concert. Like, I'm not into the whole intimate setting at a stadium.
Like, I need you to have a band.
No, it's like, if it's just you, your guitar, and your loop... Like, that's cool for an acoustic set.
A couple songs. Yeah.
But, like, if I can hear the planes flying above the stadium louder than I can hear you, what are we doing here?
I understand.
Like, and stadiums also, are stadiums.
We saw Life Goes On with Luke and Ed Sheeran. Like, I'm good.
That song, that collab that Ed Sheeran did with Luke Combs, I feel like nobody's talking about it. I listen to it every day.
Me too.
Life Goes. And, like, that little run, like, Luke does is so...
Yeah.
So, I was telling everyone this, like, my summer of concerts, even though, like, I missed the concert last week. But I just wasn't in the mood. Noah Kahan. How was it?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. Like, now, he sounds so much better live than he does on... Like, he sounds the same, but, like, with, like, the band, it sounded so good that now when I listen to the music, it's not enough.
Yeah.
Like, I need, like, to hear, like...
That's what they say. Like, headphones isn't enough. I need this song up my ass.
Yeah, I need his songs up my ass.
Yeah.
He was so, so good. Also, like, so proudly Jewish. Like,
oh, I love that.
Love that.
I always forgot that about him.
Yeah, like, they were calling him, like, Jewish Capaldi.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, like, amazing. And he put on such a good show. And, like, everybody there knew every single fucking
And everyone
word.
There, like, knew how special it was because it was very hard to get tickets.
Impossible. But no, it was just so good. And have you listened to his new songs? Like, the one that on the Deluxe
album? I'm around
the throne. Yeah. No, it was so good.
Okay, good.
He'll be here in
but
August
we're going
if you
to Luke.
Go. Yes, we're going to
in
Luke.
In Boston.
If you ever actually talk to me.
I know, Margo. Like, we keep needing to plan this trip to Boston, but, like, I'll plan
like,
it.
Nothing is planned, and I'm just, like, we need to just, like, take 20 minutes.
I know.
And
I just,
figure it out.
I hate planning stuff. Margo, like, text me.
I'm such a planner.
Margo will text me, like, once a week. Are you in a good headspace to plan our Boston weekend?
Nah. I'm such a planner because, like, I just need to know what I'm doing. Like, I plan my weeks out. I know what I'm doing, like, whatever. So, like, it's easier to get it done.
No, for sure. We'll plan it soon. I promise. And I think we might also go to Philly, like, if we feel like it.
Yeah.
And what other concerts are going on this weekend? I mean, this summer. That we should go to.
I don't know.
Like, I could have another country festival.
Festival?
I know. I feel like there are so many over the summer.
I don't know if. I don't know if they're like during true summer. Like I know there was like Tortuga mm-hmm. and there's like a bunch of random ones I feel like in like May. But I don't know. I would totally go to a festival, but I don't know what there is. And then also we should go to Taylor again.
Yeah, we're thinking about going to Taylor again. That's for
sure. I just like feel like I'm not satisfied, even though I went three times.
I actually do feel satisfied.
I don't feel satisfied.
But I want to go again, you know? Greed is real. I'm committing the sin of greed.
Yes, me as well. Honestly, you know what? I'm going to do some research. Like, who's playing at PNC?
Jones Beach.
Yeah.
Like, all those outdoor amphitheaters. It should be the summer of concerts.
For sure. That's a really good point. I'll look into that. The only thing is like, it's just so annoying because, like, Rascal Flatts, like, is no longer together.
I know. But Gary's on tour. Mm-hmm. And he does sing Rascal Flatts songs.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. Of course.
Yeah, but I'm gonna look at it.
Okay, thanks, Counts.
You're welcome.
Not to give you like jobs or anything.
It's fine. And then I'm going to look at it and like do all the planning. And then I'm just going to need her to be like yes or no. And she's not going to answer me for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, I won't. All right. That's our show, you guys. Tomorrow we are audio only with Jax. And that'll be available audio only. So Counts, thank you so much for giving up your early morning for us. We deeply appreciate you and your culottes.
Thank you. I deeply appreciate
Claudia
you
X and Banks.
Your culottes. Code Margo X Banks.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast of Millennium Morning Show. We deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe. Give us video thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and where podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Public Radio, wherever you box all places above this podcast. Find us Toast of 5 Star Review. What a beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an incredible day. Just make it the best day. To, you know, grind, hustle, like, make it the best day of your life, bro. You know, don't forget to, like, you know, hustle all day, bro. And, like, you know, eat some meat. Love you. Bye.